Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So Jared Goff after the game. 248-539-9797. 28-19. The Lions lose to the Rams. As they broke out all the tricks. 248-539-9797. John is in Lapeer, and he's on 97.1. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
I'm just calling because this offense has just been the issue this year. And looking back at the beginning of the year, you think it's going to be the defense. But these young guns on this defense, Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn, got them playing some pretty solid football, keeping them in the game, and the offense is just fighting them down. And I think Brad Holmes seriously has to consider taking a QB in the first round next year.
Well, he is going to have to consider it. If they love a quarterback, take one. But they also need to consider strongly adding to the wide receiver room because it's barren. I mean, Khalif Raymond had a real nice game yesterday, but I don't think anybody was thinking that Khalif Raymond was going to be your number one receiver. And he had 115 yards in the game yesterday, averaging almost 20 yards a reception. But they have real problems there. They have a limited wide receiver room right now because of injury. And even when those guys are healthy, they have still big questions because is anybody really a sure number one receiver? And the answer is no.
Yeah, exactly. They got to get that receiver room too, which they're going to have to nail free agency next year. They're going to have to do a lot of stuff, but I like Kenny Pickett out of Pittsburgh. I think he's,
He made some money. He made some money Saturday against Clemson. That one's rising up the board quickly. He feels to me like I don't know if he's going to be Joe Burrow, who went from seventh round pick to first, 1-1, but he might be Dwayne Haskins, who goes from mid round sleeper to upper end of the first round, and he might be the guy that the Lions should take a look at. With that said, there's still a lot of football to be played and all that. Look, it's a team that's going to have likely six draft picks in the first 35 in the next two drafts. And that's a lot of draft capital to work with to improve your team. Six guys that come in valued spots out of college. They're going to have over $40 million in cap space in the offseason, right? There's some resources here. The question is, are they going to get the right guys? Are they going to be able to build the team the right way? There's not a lot that can be gleaned out of this year's staff. I'm just impressed that they're still playing for these guys. And last week was a step back. And if last week was, if that keeps creeping up, and last week the Cincinnati game, where they just, I don't want to get into effort and all that, but when it didn't look like they showed up to compete that day, if that becomes the norm by the end of the year, that'll be disappointing. But if yesterday, and the Baltimore game, and the Green Bay game, and some of these other games, the Minnesota game, if that's the norm, I'm excited about this staff and their ability to sell the vision and get people to play, and then it's just a matter of having better players.
You know who else made some money on Saturday? Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Three sacks in a game against UCLA, and he's looking like he's the top pick.
He's not looking bad. That'll be awfully tempting.
And Brad Holmes was there to watch it.
248-539-9797. Let's get to our champ of chump. Gator, my champ of the weekend. This guy named Lucas Raymond. He's a young kid. He's 19 years old. And he scored three goals yesterday for the Detroit Red Wings. This is a very encouraging development. I got on board a couple weeks ago. after watching him in the preseason, reading about him in training camp, and then start checking around the league with people not all affiliated with the Red Wings organization. But what I came away with was high confidence that he is going to be a superstar. And he is trending in that direction. He was a benefactor, a little bit of the line he played on yesterday, some other guys' hard work. But, I mean, he was there to capitalize when those opportunities presented themselves. Lucas Raymond, my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, only three Red Wings in history have had a hat trick at the age of 19. One, Steve Yzerman, Lucas Raymond, of course, and the other one's Gordie Howe. That's nice company.
Mm-hmm.
My champ is Lions special teams. Look, converting two fake punts, an onside kick, they had excellent kickoff coverage, and they nailed four field goals. Yeah, special teams gets a big A-plus in my book, and they're the champ of the week for me.
Chump nomination. My chump, I mentioned earlier, something just about ruined the day for me, and I generally don't let announcers do that.
Oh.
But this was not the broadcast announcer. The PA announcer in SoFi Stadium drove me nuts. That was the most obnoxious, over-the-top. I mean, I got it. It's second and nine. It shouldn't take you 10 seconds and a screaming voice to announce that it's second and long.
Wow.
It would be like if Mason did Detroit basketball 50 times a game. It was so obnoxious. And if anybody was there, I don't know that I could have tolerated it. The PA announcer at SoFi Stadium is my chump of the weekend.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. You know what bothered me is that they kept saying, whose house? If you're in the stands, aren't you going, Chargers house? Rams house? I don't know. Whose house? House divided? We split it? My chump is James Franklin, Doug. He's Penn State's football coach.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't quite have his team ready to face Illinois.
They failed
in the quintessential trap game, this week's big matchup at the Horseshoe. Obviously, they had their eyes on that. At least James Franklin did, or maybe James Franklin has his eye on the LSU job or the USC job. Whatever it is, he didn't get them ready for that game. And how on earth do you lose to Illinois in nine overtime periods at home? How?
How do you even go to overtime with them? What Brett Bielema said leading up to that game, I thought would have undermined his football team. Credit to those kids that showed up.
Apparently they're saying some of that was taken out of context.
You know what? Jansen said he listened to the whole thing. There is no taking it out of
context. Okay, fair enough. Well, maybe it's just Brett's way of weeding things out, and those kids played hard.
I mean,
they were ready to go. They ran the football and in the end, they deserved. And by the way, their starting quarterback breaks his arm in like the third overtime. Here comes Brandon Peters, and he's, you know, left to try to win it in the stupidest overtime you can watch.
We will talk about that because that format is awful. 248-539-9797. Kevin's in Trenton, and he's next. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, boys.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, I'm not sure I watched the same game Kang had watched, because I didn't think he was god-awful. If someone picks up Aaron Donald, he doesn't throw that interception, and we might have a chance. I'll take the dink and dunk, because obviously he can't go long, because there's nobody to throw to. But that said, I want to agree with Gator. My chump is James Franklin. Not only does he have one bad two-point conversion play, he's got six of them. I mean, that was just ridiculous. I mean, that was, someone told me this, like they thought that game was like war crimes. It's like, well, he should be tried for war crimes for sure. And that was god awful.
They had a couple plays I didn't mind. And look, there was ineptitude all around. Illinois had wide open players that they couldn't hit, and Penn State did the same thing. Like, they called the right plays. They just did, yeah, right. But Penn State couldn't execute. They had guys wide open, and they couldn't get it done.
It was just, I mean, I'm just laughing. My wife looked at me like, what's wrong with you? It's like, watch. It was great. And my champ is got to be Dan Campbell. Yeah, it was a bad call on fourth and one, not taking the points. But, I mean, he's got some stones going, pulling out all the trick plays. I mean, the problem is now it's like he can't pull trick plays on anybody else, because I'm pretty sure he used them all. I think James Franklin could have probably taken a few notes.
Well, he can't use them for a while, that's for sure, because the reality is he's not, I mean, you just, they went all in on the one game. They did everything they could to win it. And this is not the foundation of how you build a winner, is faking punts left, right, and center and onside kicking all the time. But on one Sunday, they decided this is what we need to do to compete, and they limited the Rams' possessions. They limited Stafford's opportunities, and it came dangerously close to working.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.